Weak jobs data begs the question, is this a slump or just a soft patch? From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesta with the Marketplace Midday Update. A stunningly weak jobs report this morning has investors and economists scrambling and rethinking. According to the Department of Labor, only 126,000 jobs were created last month, half what economists had expected, and the lowest reading since December of 2013. It's the latest salvo in a growing trend of economic weakness. We asked Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, if this is for real or just a soft patch.
You know, until today, the prevailing story in the market was sharp slowdown in Q1, but at least the job numbers are immune. Well, today it's a sharp slowdown in Q1, and it spills into jobs.
What impact will this have on the Fed, and more specifically, on expectations that rates might have started to go up at their June meeting?
Forget about it. June is off the table as far as the market is concerned. And I think what you're going to see at the Fed is an evolution in the rhetoric. Up until now, they've been quite dismissive of the weakness. Don't worry about it. It's just the weather. Now they'll take it a little more seriously. And as far as the market goes, Fed funds futures now say the first rate hike is all the way out in December.
Which kind of poses a conundrum, you know, the old be careful what you wish for scenario. At what level do the benefits of low rates, and we know them, there are many, at what level do they actually get offset by just broader economic weakness?
Well, that's exactly, I think, the right question to ask, because, of course, in the market, what we're really betting on is future earnings, and a weak economy doesn't do much for earnings. In the end, the deciding factor may be the dollar. Today, it's a little bit weaker. If we come in and Monday, Tuesday, the dollar's down quite a bit, that could be the saving grace for stocks.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, thanks as always for your time.
Thank you, Matt.
Nevada Supreme Court says it's facing a funding shortfall of $750,000 this year. Why? Because police have been writing fewer speeding and parking tickets, and that money normally funds the court. Marketplace's Noel King has more.
Nevada's Chief Justice recently told state lawmakers that the court is nearly broke. David J. Otto is a Las Vegas attorney who represents people who have gotten traffic tickets.
When you are fined, added to that fine are fees, administrative fees and other fees, and some of those fees go to fund the Nevada Supreme Court.
The Las Vegas Journal Review reports that in the past 5 years, the number of traffic citations issued statewide fell more than 20%. Robert Fellner of the Nevada Policy Research Institute says tying court funding to tickets could create a system that pressures police to issue more of them.
People don't want to feel like they're getting pulled over just to line another, you know, someone else's pockets, in this case, the Supreme Court. I think it's a pretty big conflict of interest.
A bill to fund the court's shortfall is expected to be introduced in the next few days. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Tourist season is beginning to pick up in the nation's capital, and the famed cherry blossoms are starting to bloom. But the National Park Service is reportedly way behind on its maintenance schedule, particularly at the Jefferson Memorial. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more.
Even here, you might not notice all the problems, but this particular damage, well, tourists might see it or feel it.
We're here at the Jefferson Memorial at the portico level.
That's Sean Keneally, acting deputy superintendent for the National Mall and Memorial Parks.
If you look up, you can see the portion of the ceiling of the portico has fallen. Fortunately, no one was injured.
But somebody could have been. A heavy piece of marble falling 50 feet onto a tourist would have generated headlines and may yet if the roof isn't replaced soon. Until then, there's a little fence and a plan to install a net. And now that I look, there's a bunch of other blackened grout that looks just like the area where the stone fell.
In addition to the problems we have here at the Jefferson Memorial, we have significant issues with the roof system at the Lincoln Memorial.
So I went to check it out. Only one of the Alabama marble ceiling panels is missing. There's a piece of plywood instead. Otherwise, the big man's house looks pretty good. Sean Gormley of Rhinek, New York, just got to D.C. He thinks it's important to protect the parks, so I asked him about the $11.5 billion repair backlog.
We already pay enough taxes here, whether it be our federal taxes, real estate taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Things get built up, moth and rust do decay. I tell you, it's going to be, it'll crumble one day.
Across town at the office of the National Parks Conservation Association, I spoke to Craig Obey, their senior VP.
Well, I think the parks have been dealing with less for quite a while. They've been asked to do more with less, and we're at the point where they're able to do less with less.
He says the backlog grew quickly in the past 3 decades, and we are still digging the hole.
Because the Park Service gets about between $200 and $300 million less than they need every year just to keep it even, not even to begin reducing it.
Obey says parks aren't pretty rock formations that sit in the desert. Most of them are east of the Mississippi and historic, not natural. People go on vacations, drive cars, flush toilets, ask for directions, climb stairs, and all the while, they spend about $37 billion in economic activity each year. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
And finally, lawmakers in France have taken steps to regulate the tiny waistlines in one of the world's most fashionable locations. The legislation would subject models to fines of up to $80,000 a day, even jail time, if their weight fell below certain limits as measured by the body mass index. So far, the bill has passed the lower house of parliament there and is said to have the backing of President François Hollande, who has campaigned to curb anorexia. In New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.